We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
Good morning. Oh, let me turn this up a little. Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad, and our guest this morning is our sister in Christ, Miss Laura Nell Hayes. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Monica. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly flavored with His favor. Thank you.
Yes, you are.
I'm so glad you can join us on the short notice. You're awesome, sauce lady. We appreciate you so much.
Well, you know, just go with the flow, right?
Right on. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we're going to start getting them loaded onto the website soon. That's all I know, is soon. Yeah. Soon.
Praise the Lord,
the website's back. We do have the website back. However, we're still dealing with some technical challenges. So just bear with us. We appreciate your patience. If you would like to be put on the Will for the Blessing book for the month of April, all you have to do is like, share, and comment, done. Our book for this month is Shelter, The Shelter of God's Promises by Sheila Walsh. Our sponsor for today is Spain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma. Quality work by a company that has Christian values. I think I covered it all. Would you please pray to start us out?
I will. Father, we just love you today, and we're so grateful for the rain, Lord, the natural rain. And Father, we thank you that we're living in a season, Lord, that the latter rain is here. Lord, we don't have to wait for it. You are moving mightily in places, Lord, and we have in our hearts testimonies of those things this morning, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Monica and Tina, Lord, and Father, for their zeal for you. It consumes them, Lord. And I just bless them today and bless the hearers and ask, Father, that you orchestrate this time that we have together to have your perfect will said in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like your title, Forgiven and Set Free.
Yes, we just finished our Bible study for the month of April, Forgiven and Set Free. It was for women who have had abortions, and it was a great time. We had several come. My friend from UConn even showed up, so she's a part of a glow with me. It's one of the things that I learned during that that I thought was really good. We were talking about the emotion of anger and how that sometimes we just spend time in the fruit of the emotion. Mm. And one of the things that was said was, you can't really clearly see. It's like looking into a pot of boiling water. You know, you can't see the bottom when emotions are going on. So to be able to distinguish those and calm those down a bit and then get to the root of what's really there is important. Thank you. So, what do you do when you just find out you're going to show up for Hour of Power? I guess you just go with the flow and where you're at. So, I want to say a few things today about the Pregnancy Care Clinic at 500 South Lusk here in Elk City. I want to say thank you to all the churches that are involved, and there's not only their financial support, but we have a person who comes and mows the lawn, and we're also having the Christian school come and help us clean next week. So, you know, it's not a one-man show. It is definitely a community effort, and I appreciate everything that everyone does. We're in the middle of our baby bottle boomerang, so this is how it works. If you're interested in the project, we toss you a baby bottle. And you keep it for a month, putting change in it, bills or checks throughout the month, and then you toss it back to us. Okay. We can just drop it by at 500 South Lusk, and it does change lives. And this will be a great opportunity for Mother's Day, which is coming up in May, offering help, hope, and healing to those facing the challenges of a pregnancy, maybe unplanned, and decisions that they have to make during this time. You know, it's really interesting that if you think about it, we can choose a you can choose a sponsor if you would like, and it boils down to like 76 cents a day. Mm-hmm. So that is palatable for all of us, right? 76. Making a difference. Cheaper than a daily cup of coffee. So I invite you to do that. I also brought along some flyers, Monica, that is our pledge. And could I just read a few of those this morning? I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of life, for my own, the lives of loved ones, brothers and sisters in Christ, and all of mankind. We were created to bear His image. Today, I pledge to uphold the biblical message in the Word of God indeed, and as we fulfill the Great Commission, we will do our part to preserve the sanctity of human life. I will live my life, including viewing my choices the way that is sexually pure and respectful of the sanctity of marriage as designed by God. I want to talk a little bit about that. You know, I had someone say to me, well, you know, it's just the way of the world. It's okay to live with people and do all this, you know. Well, we don't choose the way of the world. And there's a better plan. And that was the creation that God did in Genesis 1. He created man and woman in His image. And He made us to look into each other. I call it nose to nose, toes to toes, and eyeball to eyeball. Into us, into each other, seeing. We can do that on every level of relationship. And that's a vulnerability as well. But it is sweet intimacy that God ordained in Genesis to see into you and you into me and for us to walk this walk together. I will pray for the end of abortion and other threats to the sanctity of human life. I will speak up for the unborn, the disabled, the elderly, and the terminally ill. Our society today has deemed some of these not necessary, but that's not the plan of God. So, according to our title, we can be set free and forgiven in lots of areas, right? I will choose words that show respect for all, even my enemies, and honor their dignity as people who bear God's image. And the word tells us to pray for our enemies and those who despitefully use us, and say all manner of evil against us. So, we will take an action plan on behalf of the vulnerable human lives where possible, where the Holy Spirit leads us. I always ask for divine appointments, and every day, with God's grace and provision. And I want my life to reflect His mercy, expressing compassion to others in practical and sacrificial ways. I will persevere until all human life is protected or Jesus Christ comes back for us. I just want to ask you, would that be your pledge would you be willing to take a stand like that and to becoming that in your core, living from the inside out, making it your way of life? And I believe if you do, the people you minister to and through will find life and hope in all of that. There is a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof is destruction. And in this day and time, many are right in their own eyes, but it doesn't align with the Word of God and what He says. And that's where we find shalom, true peace, nothing missing, nothing broken. It's not that we don't have issues, but there's a place in us that there's hope, there's love, there's joy, there's peace. And it is pertinent and it pertains to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. An amazing place. And He is our helper and our strength, our comforter, our guide, an ever-present help in the time of trouble. We do live in tumultuous, troubled times, but God, that's what I say.
Amen. I used to be one that believed in abortion. I used to be one that believed it's my body and I can do what I want. Mine. That was the biggest lie from the pit of hell that I believed. This body is a tent for my spirit, for my soul. And the Lord was dealing with me on abortion, and I began to research. And I began to research C-sections. The word C-section came, so I started researching that word. I started researching that. And I researched it for a minute, for a long minute. And I came to the conclusion in my research that C-sections were initially done for women who were in jeopardy of losing their life or the life of the child they were carrying. It's been a while since I've done the research. However, what I found was that was the initial use of a C-section. Was to try to save both.
Mm-hmm.
How gross it has become. Not gross that women are having C-sections, that we've put that aside as a practice to try to save life instead of this baby's not going to make it. You might want to go ahead and abort it. Or this baby is this, this, and this. You may need to consider aborting it. Instead of encouraging them to go as far as they can. And if it comes down to it, C-section. I, for one, at 19... Don't laugh, y'all. No, it's okay if you laugh. Okay, yeah, it is kind of funny, Lord. Thank you. Okay, yeah, it's kind of funny now. When I was 19, I was a professional wrestler in Dallas, Texas. And we were doing a show at a men's club in Dallas. And the Lord had already saved me from that lifestyle of being a stripper, a dancer. Let's call it what it is. Okay. And our manager had us go do some shows at this man's club in Dallas. And I was in the middle of a match. doing what I was supposed to do. And I got body slammed. When I hit the ground, when I hit bottom from that body slam in that club, I felt a flutter in my belly that I had never felt before. And I just laid there stunned, like, what was that? And I just put my hand on my stomach and I just knew. In that moment, I knew that I had a baby in me, that God gifted me with something precious. And I got up and I went to the owner of the bar and I said, I'm done. I've got to go. I'm done. And I called my manager, Gary Hart. And I said, Mr. Hart, I'm sorry, but I have to be done. I have to be done now. God brought me out of a place like this and saved me. And I believe I have a baby growing inside me, and I can't be there, and I can't do this anymore. And I was excited, scared, holy moly's kind of thing, you know. And I went home to my mom's, and I was about to call my mom and tell my mom, and my stepdad was there. And my stepdad looked at me and said, oh no, I'm too young to be a grandpa. No. I'm taking you right now. And you're going to have an abortion. And he physically tried to grab me. And I had to fight. And I still have a scar on my wrist. From when I got away from him and ran across the street and was able to call my mom. My mom said, you call the police right now. My mom had my back in that moment. Even against her own husband, my mama had my back because my mama raised me not to believe in abortions. But somewhere along the line, I assume in the lifestyle I was living, I changed and became one of those, it's okay, it's my body, but oh how the Lord changed me back.
How do you think, Monica, that we get to that place, it's my body? I hear that a lot. It's my body, I can do what I want. Could you speak to that?
For me, it was the lifestyle that I was living. I wanted to do what I wanted to do, and I didn't want nobody to tell me what to do. And because I was living a very sinful lifestyle, I'm going to call it what it was. I was being paid to take my clothes off and entice men. Sounds like prostitution to me. Even though I wasn't laying, you know, I wasn't on a street corner. I was still being paid to remove clothing to entice and satisfy men. In that lifestyle, I believe that was a wide open door for the enemy. And I became deceived. Bottom line, I was very deceived. I believed lies, whispers.
And the empowerment of the lust of the flesh. You know, that's one of the things that the Bible names, the lust of the flesh. You know, our own flesh gets us in trouble. It's the world, the devil, and the flesh.
Boy, howdy.
So it's a mindset that people have, a certain way that they believe. Conditioned by, I often say this, we can't even advertise a Snickers candy bar in America without some sensuality to it, you know. So it's the world pressing on us to conform us to the image of the world.
I believe, and this is just what I believe. I believe that, and I've quit watching a lot of TV. I quit it. I believe that television, TV, is a, like we condition our hair to make it soft.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's what the TV does mm-hmm. to our brain. It conditions us because we see it, we see it, we see it, we see it. We see something with this gate in here, with our gates long enough, we're going to get soft to it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be, oh, well, okay. It's not so bad. Okay. Because I remember back when I was growing up, you didn't see a lot of the stuff you see today on TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't even cuss on TV. Mm-hmm. They didn't, like Lucille Ball, for example, when she got pregnant. They had her conceal her pregnancy for a while because they didn't even want that on the screen.
Mm-hmm. It's the old adage, the frog in the pot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, the heat gets turned up gradually and the frog will sit there till he dies.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that's why I'm real careful about what I watch and what mm-hmm. the music and the stuff that's playing in my house. Because it's not just me there now.
Mm-hmm.
I have two little guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one's 17. He's not so little. But Angel, he's 10, so he's still kind of a little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not too little no more now, y'all. But, you know, I have to. It is my responsibility bringing them into my home. It is my responsibility to guard their gate. Because they're not quite there yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so as guardian, it's my responsibility to guard the gates.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's another thing that we promote at the pregnancy care clinic is abstinence.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say if there are people listening out there that have civic clubs or you're a teacher at school, you know, we'd be glad to come. We have some really nice materials to promote that. And just bringing awareness, you know, of what really happens when you have many sexual partners
mm-hmm.
and what the exposure is, the STDs, and on it goes, you know.
And the soul ties yeah. that you have.
Yes.
And that's something that the Lord really worked on me with, and I had to cut some soul ties.
The word says that our souls belong to the Lord. And so if you're not familiar with soul ties, this is what happens. When you even have expression to someone and you speak things into their ears, a soul tie can be formed.
Mm-hmm.
But then also if you're sexually committed to someone, soul ties are formed that way. And when women have sex with men, there is a deposit in their brain that is left from that man. I think that's an interesting concept and how that affects you. And I've often said in counseling other people, do you ever feel like you're just jerked around by this and that? By this idea, that idea? Well, it's probably a soul tie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's power to break those soul ties. And not only sexually, but also, you know, like if we do mission trips or whatever, mm-hmm. you can get tied to a region through, you know, what you've communicated to them. So that's one thing that we learned from Bobby Byerly, a precious president, was at the end of the mission is to sever those soul ties mm-hmm. and commit that mission to the Lord, because it belongs to Him. We don't need to carry all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's a real good study, soul ties.
Yeah, I had some that I needed to cut.
Yeah.
And it was freeing, very freeing, especially, like you were talking about, the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It was very freeing in the mind. For me personally, I believe that was one of the things that kept me bound in my mind, you know?
Yes.
And caused, and mimicked mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I really got serious and wholehearted about it and got into the Word and took it to God, Lord, I'm going to need you to help me with this, because I don't know what's going on, but I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like He would bring up things, and it's like, okay, Lord, let's deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I need you, and I want your help. I need your help, and I want your help. And now I'm to a point that when these things come, because they come, I can be, well, wait. That thought. Oh. That thought don't line up with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. That's got to go. Ooh. Oh, that definitely ain't from God. Mm-hmm. That's probably Monica's thought. That stinks. It's got to go. Mm-hmm. It's allowed me to be able to slow down enough to capture the thought, examine the thought, and then determine where that thought came from and what it lines up with. And if it doesn't line up with the Word of God or God's character, it's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's mine. I don't care who, what, where, when. I don't care. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God and God's character, it's got to go.
True. And that's one of the commands that He says, to take thought every captive thought take captive every thought, and we can't stop them from Mm-mm. flying over our head, but we can stop them from roosting, right?
Yes, that's something that my spirit parents, Pastors Dwight and Sharon Shepherd, Pastor Dwight, a matter of fact, I think he said this last night whenever I was watching it, we can't stop the birds from flying over.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
We can't stop them. Hey, bird, don't fly over me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But what we can do is keep it from nesting.
That's right.
Like you said.
That's exactly right.
You know?
Taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. That's the scripture.
Yes.
Yes. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And you know, we are created in the image of God. So in our mind, or in our soul, I should say, is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And all of those things can war, you know, against us. And Romans 12 talks about renewing the mind.
Mm.
It's one of the most important things that we can do, is to renew our mind according to what the Word of God says. And in that, there's peace.
Amen. Would now be a good time for a break?
Sure.
Okay.